Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3. There it says this: "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Lamentations 3. It's an interesting chapter. It happens to be set up as in an acrostic style, as far as the Hebrew alphabet is concerned. There are 22 letters in the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, and there are 66 verses here. And just as Psalm 119 has 8 verses in each stanza, and they correspond to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, so in this chapter we have 3 verses per stanza, also fitting with the letters of the alphabet in order. But we just went to the middle of the chapter from which our song is taken. Great is thy faithfulness, or at least that phrase is taken, and the idea that God's mercies are new every morning and his compassions fail not. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. I remember growing up, there was a motto in our house. I think it's still there in my father's house. Well, it's Moni's house now, but it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord, verse 26. So I often looked at that verse when I was growing up, and I've come to understand it a little bit better. As you get older, things seem to fall into place. I know we don't know anything as we ought to know, as we will know, but I'm thankful that we can grow in understanding and appreciation for the truths of God's Word and the ways that he deals with us and blesses us. And here's one: it is good for us to hope in God, and it is good for us to quietly wait for his salvation. It was Jacob's testimony. Do you remember? Right at the end there, when he was prophesying over his sons. It seems like he takes a little breather, shall I say, although I'm sure he was in touch with heaven all the way through, but it seems like he looks up and he says, "I have waited for thy salvation, oh my God." You'll see that in one of the last chapters of the book of Genesis. He's come to Egypt with his family, and he knows that it is of the Lord, that God has brought them there so that he could see Joseph again and also to save his life and the life of his family. But he looks up and he says, "I have waited for your salvation." And when you look at the life of Jacob, it's really wonderful the way God dealt with him and worked with him over many years. He lived a long life, but you can see God's hand in his life and God changing him and bringing him to that place where he could pray with or bless the greatest monarch of his day. He met Pharaoh, and he blessed him. And Well, the Bible says that the less is blessed of the greater. In another connection, of course, it has to do with the blessing that was in the encounter of Melchizedek and Abraham, right? But it's still true that Jacob, he was a man from outside Egypt. He didn't have the worldly advantages that could be had in Egypt, but he had something else. He had the Lord for his portion, and he knew something about the salvation of God. And he said, I have waited many years, I guess. It took. God dealt with him. God worked in him. He took him a hard way, but he worked out his salvation in Jacob. And at the end of his life, you see some very wonderful things. I didn't mean to get up and speak about Jacob, but you see God's hand in his life and God's spirit upon Jacob, directing him and using him to bless his family and others. And here we have, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. And we're going to come to know that better and experience it. We're so thankful for all that we know thus far of the Lord and his mercies and his dealings with us and his compassions and the fact that he is our portion, and that we can hope in him and wait upon him and seek him and know that he is working out his glorious salvation in our lives, that present salvation. We know there's a salvation, we call it past. It's been wrought. It is absolutely perfect and complete. We are justified by faith in Christ, and we have peace with God. And then there's a present salvation. God is working in us to make us more and more like Jesus. He's wanting something. He's working towards a goal in all of our hearts and lives as we yield ourselves to him. And he's working in us to save us from the power of sin. And then one day we shall be entirely free, saved from the very presence of sin and changed into his likeness. Our redemption will be complete. When we see him face to face, we shall be like him, changed. We're being changed, but we shall be changed. And so this is a salvation that the writer to the Hebrews calls a so great salvation. Now I really stood to give thanks to God. Well, I wanted to give you a report from my son. He had to leave. Jeffrey had to leave, and he was head counselor for the boys, third period. And he came to our room today, and he was just overcome with gratitude to the Lord. He said last night something wonderful happened down at the village, and he wanted me to just say thank you to everyone for all the prayers that have been offered through the whole 2 weeks, and some of you have been praying way before the 2 weeks. Somebody told me today, we start praying for the summer season at our house in January. And we pray for God's work at Pilgrim Camp all year long. So Jeffrey wants to thank you, all of you who have been carrying this work in your hearts and bringing the boys' camp before the throne of grace. Anyway, he said that yesterday evening there were testimonies, and he said, literally shocked He said he doesn't think he had ever experienced it quite like this. They were spontaneous. There were 37 of them that got up to testify. I don't know how long that meeting went. I think I could probably get in trouble with some of the saints to hold a meeting that long. But these are just kids, you know. They're childlike and just what Jesus wants us to be. But anyway, 37 of them testified, and he said they could have been adults. The way they took scripture verses and told how the Lord had dealt with them from them or spoken to their hearts, and what this verse that we've looked at, I guess they were verses from the lessons, I don't know, meant to them. And he said some of them, they were so passionate. They were so heartfelt. And he just sat there rejoicing. And he came and wanted me to tell you that he had to leave this afternoon, but that he's so grateful to God, and he's so thankful. He wanted me to express thanksgiving to God and thanksgiving to those, and I know that means all of us who have been one with them throughout this time. And now we're having one more session yet, our fourth session. Starts on Monday. The boys will be coming in, the campers and the cottagers too, and we want to pray for them as well, and for the counselors who will be serving in the fourth period. All the kids who will come, let's hold that before the Lord. Let's not be weary in well-doing. Let's be so thankful for what we've seen, and let's commit these third period campers to the Lord and to his continued working in their hearts and lives as they have left us today. But let's go on praying for the new group. The staff is coming in. The fourth period staff is starting to come in, but they're expected to be here tomorrow. And we pray that God will bless them and all the new guests who will be coming our way and the ministers who will be serving here the next session. Praise the Lord. Well, there's Andrew. He came in today, and he's in charge of our staff for the fourth period. And he surprised me. I just didn't ask when you were coming, so I didn't know. So happy to see you. Very happy to see you. And may God bless you and encourage your heart, fill you with faith and expectation. I believe he's done that already. Lord, we just want to say thank you to you. What a great report from the boys' camp. We thank you, Lord. We trust you to continue to work in these hearts, all these precious lives, these boys that have left us today. We pray that you will just make them conscious of the fact that they didn't leave you here, but they can have you with them. They must have you with them and within them. And all the time, let them acknowledge you, Lord, and look to you. And take the time in your word. Let them continue the practice that has been brought to them here, to spend time in your word every day, and help them to learn to truly love you and know you and experience you, Lord, in your fullness as you have planned for them. I pray that you'll bless them and carry forward your work in their hearts. And we pray for the cottagers too, the precious younger children who were here, that you will also do the same for them. And let your blessing rest upon them and your work progress in their lives. I pray for the new group of staffers that are coming, the new counselor group, and the campers that are joining us on Monday. We just pray that you will work graciously and mightily in their hearts right from the start. We ask you to have your way in all who come to this place, the guests too that will be arriving. Bless them, Lord, and come to the ministers too. We pray you'll bless Brother Philip, who's coming up tomorrow. Bless him and his family. And lay your hand upon Philip and let him just rejoice as he serves you. Fill him with your joy. Give him your faith. Give him your thoughts and words. Give him your anointing, we pray. And bless his parents as they join him on Monday, as I understand at least that was the plan. Lord, bless them too and give them the strength that they need as they serve you. Thank you that they still bring forth fruit in old age. You have caused them to flourish in your courts and to be a blessing, and we pray that you will use them and fill them with joy and strength as they come here to take their place in the ministry. Lord, have your way, we pray, during this upcoming session. We pray for your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a song that I'd like to sing with you. It's in the white songbooks. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Find it for me, please. Which one?
77.
77, thank you. Let's stand as we sing.
His word.